Players Weekend underway in the Bay Area. Athletics hosting the Rangers. Plenty of nicknames to check out, including tonight's starting pitcher for Oakland, Kendall Digger Graveman. That's clever. Here he's facing Adrian El Coja Beltre in the first with two on and one out.
Bounced in the hole and into left field for a base hit. DeShields rounds third. He will score easily, and the Rangers take a 1-0 lead here in the first.
Swinging a long fly ball to left. Back goes Robinson toward the wall, and it's on the ledge, and it is gone. Crush Davis. Of course that's his name. 35th home run, a salute around third base, and a tie game at one. And now here's Robinson with two outs. Swinging a little dribbler on the third base side of the mound, picked up by Graveman, throws the first in time. And that ends the inning. So a triple, but Chirinos stranded at third onto the bottom of the seventh. Davis, Joyce, and Healy trying to break a 1-1 tie.
Center field. DeShields back. And that baby is gone. It's 2-1 the A's lead.
Chris Davis does it again.
36 home runs for Chris Davis.
Oakland gets the win, 3-1 your final, despite being out-hit by Texas 9-4. The Digger, Kendall Graveman, evens his record at 4-4 on the year, pitching seven innings, allowing just one run off nine hits with six Ks. Blake Treinen, he pitched a clean ninth during his ninth save of the season. Here's A's skipper Bob Melvin after the win.
Yeah, you know, power hitters will go through some funks, but, you know, he's always one swing away from doing what he does best, and... You know, for a while there, we have one hit. It's a home run by him. We got a tie game, and then he hits another home run. So pretty impactful bat. Even when he's struggling, we feel like he's a guy we have to have in there, and shows you why tonight.
Kendall said he felt like he labored in his last start a little bit. What do you think? Did he seem more like his normal self tonight?
Yeah, and it was a little bit of an argument for him to go back out. He wanted to go back out, and I just didn't think he had enough pitches. And the first couple guys, you know, two of the first three guys in the lineup were the guns that did some damage off him, but used a little bit better mix of pitches now. It's not just sinkers, even though that's his pitch. You know, backdoor cutters to lefties, you know, threw some changeups, got a strikeout with a changeup. And yeah, this is the best we've seen him. It's been kind of incremental to this point where today kind of all came together for him. You know, gave up a few hits, but minimized certainly, you know, too many base runners and balls on the ground, had some swings and misses, was really good tonight.
On a team that hasn't done well in a couple of years, you know, he leads the majors in home runs in 16 and 17. What do you say about Chris?
I think Graveman was...
No. And what do you say about a guy like that who's on a list with a lot of big names below him?
Yeah, you know what? He's not really a spotlight type of guy. He just likes to do his thing and go home and come back the next day and kind of stay away from the fanfare. But, you know, when you're that good, you're going to certainly where you're going to get some acknowledgement for it. He should. And, you know, you look at the number of home runs he's hit the last couple of years. It's right up there with the best power hitters in the game. And he does it in a ballpark, especially at night, that is difficult to hit home runs in. Yeah, I don't know. It was a pretty good read. He was just, you know, he looked at early on, his ball strike ratio was even, so he was a little bit effectively wild earlier, but he was throwing harder than we'd seen in the past. Ball got on you a little bit quicker, you know, was throwing, you know, 93 or so, and we hadn't really seen him throw that hard before. And he was making pitches when he had to, even behind in the count. You know, I think he was less than 50% first pitch strikes and was able to come back in the count and make good pitches when he needed to.
What kind of impact does he make
defensively when he's out there? He does. He's defensively really good, and you really won't notice him because it doesn't look like he's trying. And, you know, he's just so smooth in what he does that, you know, it kind of his defense, you know, you just kind of expect it out of him because he's not diving all over the place. He's just making plays, and whether it's picks or, you know, even on the throw Jed makes to first on the double play, you know, he cakes it on the backside of the bag. He's a big target. We knew when we lost Yonder, we would lose nothing defensively. And he's also hit, you know, he's hit some home runs for us too.
This series continues on Saturday. Cole Hamels takes the mound for the Rangers against Sean Manaea for the Athletics.